knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
You're in the Doghouse with Rick Watson and Big Dog Sports Talk on 105.3 The Bear.
Minutes past the hour here on this Wednesday. Hope you're well wherever you might be. As we roll along here, day number three, back on 105.3 The Bear. And for the first time, joining us now on the program, it is time for Bill Roth and the Roth Report here on BDST.
From 105.3 The Bear, it's time for the Roth Report. Now, along with Virginia Sports Hall of Famer, current ESPN broadcaster, and voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth, here is Rick Watson.
And good morning, William. How are you?
Hey, man. Good to be with you. Good morning as well to you and to everyone in the NRV. It's good to be on the Bear.
It is.
Always good to be on the Bear.
Awesome. And such a lineage, a history of Tech and the Bear, right?
Long before I got to Virginia Tech back in 1988.
Wow.
Well, long before that, I have the files. I've seen Ken Haynes' radio network affiliate list. You know, back, way back in the day. So like in the late 50s, 60s, 70s, right? Before us, Rick, right?
Yes.
Well, the 50s and 60s for sure. This, if you're listening on the air, if you're driving around and you're listening to the Bear now, back then, the frequency, did you know, Rick, was actually 103.9.
Mm-hmm.
And it was WVVV. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
And if you look at Virginia Tech media guides from the 70s and 80s, it shows the Blacksburg, I think they listed it as like Blacksburg, Christiansburg, Radford. WVVV, 103.9. Mm-hmm. And then in the mid-90s, it moved to 105.3, and it was Rock 105.
That's right.
And then they changed the call letters. Back in the day, call letters were the big thing.
It was. It was.
Right, not, you know, stations had nicknames and whatnot. But it was usually the call letters. And WBRW was the Bear. And now we just know it as the Bear.
That's right. That's right. 2000, 2001, and here we are to this day.
Are.
Yeah.
And
it's very
and
cool.
Now the Rick Watson Show and the Roth Report have finally gotten our upgraded first class seat. Right?
Spread our legs, marshmallows, open fires, you name it.
Open we got bar.
Open bar. Well, it's really cool, too. You know what is cool as well? And I say this all the time, but, you know, we were talking about in the last hour some of the great calls and everybody talking about, do you believe in miracles? How many people chimed in on the text line that they singled out your great calls as the voice of Virginia Tech football, which I concur. It was great.
Oh, that was nice. I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah.
Credit the players for making them. By the way, Tyrod Taylor and Dwayne Brown from our football program, two of the newest members of the Virginia Tech Sports Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Great class, by the way. We could spend 2 hours talking about, oh my God, Logan Schinholzer, the incredible swimmer. Some of the young female athletes that, you know, Tech made a commitment to women's sports at the very beginning of the David Brain era at Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them ascended to incredible heights. And it goes to show you, if you invest in the athletes themselves, right, from the scholarship limits to their training to hiring really good coaches, and now we look back, you know, 25 years later, and they're Hall of Famers.
Well, it's very impressive, and they always do a great job with that class. And it's for me, it is always very exciting to see who gets in from the football perspective. Two can't miss no brainers with Tyrod and Dwayne. My goodness,
Dwayne's
gracious.
Still in the NFL.
Yeah,
I think when we talk about the greatest offensive lineman, plural, linemen ever to play at Virginia Tech, Dwayne's there.
Ooh.
His NFL career has been incredible. What, 5 Pro Bowls? He will be the surprise answer to the trivia question, which NFL player out of the Beamer era made the most money?
Yes, good point.
Dwayne Brown's the wealthiest Hokie NFL player ever.
Yeah, at that position, absolutely.
As of now.
Sure, you know, sure.
Dollar to dollar, in 20 years, players will make more. That might change. But as of today, his career has been great.
Well, looking around what the ACC is accomplishing on the baseball diamond right now, how about that? 5 teams moving into the Supers.
5 ACC teams are in Super Regionals, and 4 of them are playing at home right this week. You know, Florida State, there was some consternation down there. Would they even make the tournament? And then when they did, the fact that they were hosting. And now here they are hosting the Supers as well. But Florida State, Clemson, Carolina, and UVA are all hosting, meaning they have best-of-3 series starting this weekend. And I think all 4 are likely favored on their home fields to make it to Omaha next week. Remember, there's only 8 teams that make the College World Series.
Mm-hmm.
NC State is the lone ACC team which is playing a road Super Regional. They're in Georgia to play UGA. But, you know, not surprising, all 8 sites for the Super Regionals are either ACC or SEC.
That's right. That's right. The best 2 leagues by far. By far. The ACC is kind of the baseball version of the Big Ten in terms of its partnership with the SEC and being dominant, right? They're just so good
at
baseball.
It seems that way. By the way, on the softball side, you talk about weird, man. Not weird, but there's a little irony, right? Texas is playing Oklahoma, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the Women's College World Series finals.
How about that?
With Big 12 conference patches on their sleeves.
That's right, heading into their new league.
Because didn't they officially join the SEC June 1?
I saw
the SEC's new logo.
Yeah, they're on there. Yeah.
But so this is the official last Big 12 event.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure for those fans, they're excited. They're going for the World Series. They're going for a national championship. Oklahoma, what have they won, 3 in a row?
Yeah.
In softball, so
yeah.
They're likely favored. But the Red River rivalry takes it to the softball.
The softball diamond, yeah, absolutely. Pretty cool, man. Storybook stuff there. And, hey, Athletic, we've been talking about Tech's accolades. I'm telling Tech fan that it's okay to be excited. They put out their preseason top 25.
Stuart Mandel, who's a longtime writer, he's written for various sources, mm-hmm. did his first preseason poll of the year. You know, a lot of these people will amend their polls by the end of August.
Correct.
He has Tech at 25th. You know, we saw last week ESPN had the Hokies ranked in its top 25 in their post-spring poll from Mark Schlabaugh. And ordinarily, you probably say it doesn't matter. Ordinarily, I would say it doesn't matter, right? Who cares? It's beginning of June. But, you know, we've already seen, for example, the first 3 weeks of TV times are set for this season. And the Virginia Tech Vandy game is going to be on ESPN at noon. And even though it's at an SEC site, this might be Vandy's lone ESPN game of the year.
Absolutely.
You know, and they don't have to give them one. And if you look at the schedule that day, you know, South Carolina has a home game that didn't get the ESPN.
Right.
Kentucky has a home game. They're on SEC Network. I felt like this game could get picked up nationally only because it's an ACC-SEC matchup. But to be honest, like, there's other games they could have picked. And so I think it's exciting for Tech to get some ESPN games early. We already know, 3 or 4 ESPN games. And, you know, the Hokies and Vandy are going to go head-to-head with that Clemson-Georgia game on ABC at noon. I mean, that's the competition. But I think that all things considered, this is a good year for preseason buzz and Coach Pry and the staff deserve it.
Well, and you've made such good points about why it's important, right? Just to be in that conversation and what it means, right?
I think playing other major teams is important to getting on television in the non-conference. For example, the Hokies Old Dominion game is going to be on ESPN Plus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So and Old Dominion's been good. I mean, they've beaten the Hokies the last 2 times there. And So if you're looking at it from a television standpoint, playing a Vandy or even when the Hokies get Rutgers a couple weeks from later, you know, the fact that you're playing a major conference team, even if it isn't a top 30 team, and that's certainly the case with Vandy, you can get the national pub out of it.
Well, and it's just, it seems to have happened quickly. I know it hasn't been, but I'm just so impressed with where Coach Pry has this team positioned heading into the summer. It's just, it's a fun time, man. It's just fun to see the genuineness of it, the excitement, and boy, I just hope the injury bug stays away from these
guys.
This,
you know, it's funny, I mentioned this last week. You know, these weekends, like this week is one of the biggest weeks of the year for Tech football because of recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
Hokies have some really high-level prospects on campus this weekend. You talk about anxiety and stress. Winning the recruiting battles are huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you look at the – I'm not allowed to list the names, but I've seen the names. And if you see who's coming this weekend and who else is recruiting them, you can see this wasn't the case 2 years ago, right? In the first weekend of June when you had recruiting, who was on campus? They've done a really good job with, you know, the high school coaches in Tech's region to get some really high-level players here.
Well, and the other thing, too, about Mandel's top 25 before we break, what was it, six total ACC teams that he had in there in his top 25? It says a lot about this league, even with some transition going on certain places.
Yeah, he's got FSU and Clemson in there, but Miami and Louisville and the Hokies and NC State are all in his pool.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just over a month away from ACC kickoff, which is going to be a marathon four-day event in Charlotte. That's what happens with the addition of three new teams. You need an additional day to cover it. There's so many different storylines. But the league is so big, Rick. I mean, you add extra teams. You add SMU. They're going to be really good in football.
Right.
And you add these new teams in, it's just like the SEC is doing. Take a look at the schedule these teams play. I mean, you're in the SEC already having the toughest schedule in the country. And
right.
They add Oklahoma and Texas.
Right.
And they're all playing mega non-conference games, too.
That's true.
So the playoff is really good. But there's going to be a 9-3 SEC team in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Year one of the expansion, that's one of the reasons, right? Just because they know that their schedule's unlike most other leagues, so they want to not have to be punished as much. So that's exactly what's going to happen. It is Bill Roth and the Roth Report here on BDST, here on the Bear, our new home, week number one. More coming up with Bill, the SMA update. We're going to have the Baker team game of the week. Also, Bill's NRV Heart Clinic top three as we roll along with the Roth Report. Stay with us. More coming up here on the Valley's Rock Station, 105.3 The Bear.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling, and True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. You know, buying or selling a home is a really important decision. Well, trust that decision to the Louise Baker team with Long & Foster Realtors. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda have combined experience of 40-plus years right here in the New River Valley. Check their website, nrvhomes.com, to search properties. They'll give you home field advantage in a competitive market.
From the classroom to the studio to the stadium, it's time to catch up on the latest from Virginia Tech's sports media and analytics program. Today's SMA update is brought to you by First & Main, Blacksburg's premier destination to eat, drink, shop, and play.
That's right.
Here,
it doesn't matter.
Once again, is Rick Watson.
Doesn't matter what's going on in the off season because there is no off season
what
for Bills.
What is the off season?
Yeah, exactly.
What is the off season? So proud of two of our students, Giovanni Heater and Kyle Marshak. They were both named All-Americans by STAA in the Jim Nance Award last week.
Nice.
Which means they're two of the top 10 college sports journalists. Two of the top 10 are Hokies. And a young man from Miami won the Jim Nance Award this year. But really proud of the work those guys are putting in. I talk about them. We've got a bunch of really talented people, young men and young women in our program that are working hard. They're calling baseball games all over the place. Cape Cod League is up and running this week. We've got so many kids, as I mentioned, and I'll do it every week, from the Pacific Northwest to Cape Cod to Texas, calling games all the way to Giovanni and Carter Hill, who are doing the Salem Red Sox games for us this summer down at Salem. And I love the fact that they're getting these summer opportunities, and I'm glad they're getting some national recognition, because I don't vote on that. I don't even nominate them. They have to send reels in, and there's a panel that looks at hundreds and hundreds of demo reels from kids from all over the country. And two of the top 10 are Hokies again this year. That's the fifth year in a row now, Rick, where we've had at least one first-team All-American.
When you were talking about that, you're kind of like a nervous parent, right? You're sitting around hoping that this was, you got pretty nervous leading up to the awards.
Well, the university's invested a lot of money in our program, the television studio and everything that goes around that, and maintenance of it and staffing. They've hired more faculty, and I'm glad for everyone from Dr. John Tedesco, who runs the School of Communication, up to our dean, to our president, signed off on. I don't ask for a lot, but what I ask for is a lot, like financially. Like, can we get $30,000 in lights, please? Please?
Pretty please? That's all we need. That's all we need.
I got a $340,000 set for our students. And they always say yes. They've been really good. They understand it. And whether it's that, or I want to take a dozen kids to New York for a week for the ACC tournament in Brooklyn, and then the Hokies ended up winning it. They're just incredible experience for these kids. And for me, a little selfishness there, too, to see them calling
sure.
the games. And
sure, as you should.
Running around New York. Last year, we were up in D.C. for a week. And they call every game, whether Tech wins or loses. And make contacts, and they get empowered at events like that. They're wearing a coat and tie for 5 days in a row in a big city and interacting with the biggest names in sports. It's exciting for them.
Yeah, it's really cool. Well, you should feel that way. You've done just a great job, and it's so great to see the enthusiasm and success all these young people are having. Speaking of success now, usually when you have your Baker team game of the week, it's because of teams having success. So which way are you going? You got NBA, you got the Stanley Cup, you've got college tournaments going on.
Well, you always think local. We talk about that, right, Rick?
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
Do the fans really want to hear about the Edmonton, Florida Panthers?
Probably not. Probably not.
It's kind of cool, right?
It's like cool.
Longest distance between two North American teams in a final ever. Right?
Yeah. It's cool. Yep.
It's a long flight. But keeping it local. And I think there's a juicy storyline to this, too. So our Baker team game of the week is going to actually be the Kansas State UVA Super Regional in baseball.
That's a good call.
Because it's Pete Hughes returning to the Commonwealth.
That's exactly right.
Former Hokie head coach who did so many incredible things on Tech's baseball field, winning and helping develop the program. Pete is back in Virginia. And so Hokie fans can become K-State fans for a couple days. As Kansas State and UVA meet.
Well, he's been so good. He was good at Oklahoma and didn't end well there, but now he's found his place, and it's not a coincidence at all, right, to see them having this kind of success going to the Supers, Kansas State.
Yeah, happy for him.
Yeah.
That being said, we love Pete. We love Pete. But I think we win regardless of who comes out of the Charlottesville Super Region.
That's a good point.
I think for the ACC, it'd be really – there's five teams still standing, and eight go to Omaha. I'd like to see as many ACC teams as possible there next week.
Yeah, and looking at some of the matchups, Bill, I mean, you could look at this thing. Half of that whole College World Series could really legitimately be ACC teams.
The ACC tournament part two.
Yeah, it really could be. And I think that'd be a great statement. I hope that's the case. I'm with you. Even though it's Virginia, and you'd like to see that, to be honest with you, and all those great programs with that.
I would like to see an all ACC College World Series.
That would be
and I think some fans are getting SEC fatigue.
Oh, there's no question they are. Outside of that region, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to see, I don't know, Georgia, Tennessee in a best of three series? They may be the best teams, right? Mm-hmm. Tennessee might be, they're seeded number one. But it's just like every time you turn it on, it's, SEC doing this. And again, the Texas-Oklahoma Women's College World Series, that's officially the Big 12.
Right.
We know it's not.
Right. Yeah, nobody's looking at the Big 12. You're right. No, that's a great point. It is a great point.
Jim Phillips needs a win.
Yeah, he does. He does. Well, maybe this will prove to be it. We'll see.
I hope so.
We'll see. All right, time now here on the Roth Report for Bill's NRV Heart Clinic Top 3.
Are you ready for today's countdown? It's time for Bill's Top 3. Now back with Bill Roth, it's Rick Watson.
All right, the Top 3 here, the first Top 3 of the Roth Report back on the Bear.
On the Bear. Did we start on the Bear?
I want to say yes, back in the day. That feels right to me. Yes. It may have been a different format, but I believe the Roth Report was on the Bear.
Every morning, replaying in the afternoon.
Correct.
You're still going to get us on the app. If you're listening on our podcast, by the way, thank you. And thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to everyone that makes this happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today we're going off Angel Hernandez retiring.
Okay, good.
For our NRV Heart Clinic Top 3. So for those that don't know, what would be the kind and fair way to assess Angel Hernandez, the Major League Baseball umpire who retired last week? How would you claim we do this fairly?
The first call that he hasn't missed in a long time? Maybe?
He had a really rough going these last few years. He was fired. He filed suit against MLB, the umpires union. They brought him back. And some of the calls are really hysterical, right? Like four in a row, like a pitcher would throw the ball right down, right, clearly in the strike box, and the guy would get a four-pitch walk.
Right.
Or a guy would be safe at first base by a full step, and he'd call him out. And you'd watch the replay, and you'd be like, what, do you have dinner reservations? Like, what's happening? You're trying to get out of the stadium? Anyway, I don't want to pile on because baseball fans have done that. I think, and we'll go back to this, I think Angel Hernandez has a future on the screen, Rick.
You think?
I do. You know how Bob Uecker has made a career out of, I was such a bad baseball player, I had to get into broadcasting and comedy? Bob Uecker really wasn't that bad. He made it to the major league.
No, yeah, absolutely.
But Americans love self-deprecating humor, particularly from someone who has plenty of self-deprecating material with which to work.
Well, he does do that, correct.
He could have endorsements with optometrists or lens crafters. He could be on commercials.
Lens crafters,
he can reinvent himself.
He could.
Like Bob Uecker, I was a terrible baseball player. Yeah. You know how hard it is to hit 160, Johnny Carson? Remember those days?
Yeah, right? Absolutely. I do.
He could be in shows if he's willing to laugh at himself. And I think he could do it. There's a market for the worst umpire ever. And he qualifies.
He does qualify. He does.
What do you think? Would you laugh at a Angel Hernandez lens crafter commercial?
I don't know. I think I need more separation from the way he butchered so many calls. Maybe down the road, yeah. If he does show up to be that kind of personality, I've never really heard him off the field, though. I don't know what he's got. He would have to have a pretty solid temperament, right, to have to deal with everything that he helped create, but still.
I think it would be funny.
It would be. If he can do that, yes. Yes, self-deprecating, yes.
Cameos in movies. I just think that He probably is a nice guy. He's just a bad umpire.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be a bad umpire. Anyway, our NRV Heart Clinic top three are people that weren't... This is a bad umpire. What about guys that played baseball but weren't good, but then got on the screen?
Yeah.
Number three, the rifleman, Chuck Connor.
Chuck Connor, that's right.
He got a cup of coffee in MLB, and he played in the NBA, too. It was a different era. But Chuck Connors did that and wasn't quite good enough to last.
Right.
And he became the rifleman.
The rifleman, that square chin, fit perfectly. Yeah.
Number two, Macho Man Randy.
Oh, great Savage. Call. Yes. Very good minor league player. Yes, absolutely. Randy Poffo, right?
Is that his real name?
I think so. I want to say it's Randy Poffo. I think that was his name. Randy, the mod. Yeah, it's a great call. He was a great athlete, and he was a really good player, but not at that level. Love it.
Now, we talked about some people that went into that were athletes. I mean, there's others, like Charlie Pride played baseball. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. James Brown.
So this was hard.
Mm-hmm.
But number one is Kurt Russell.
Oh, that's a good call. Really? Okay.
Kurt Russell made it all the way to Double A in the 70s. And then he got hurt. The runner slid in hard and they tore his rotator cuff. And the next thing you know, we've got... Big Trouble and Little China.
Escape from New York.
And overboard. Right, yeah.
The rest is history.
He was amazing for 50 years, Kurt Russell was.
Yeah, he was. Absolutely.
You could Google it right now. I just did it just for the heck of it. He's wearing an El Paso baseball jersey. He wanted to be a baseball player.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So that's my suggestion for Angel Hernandez. That's
nice.
Where we're going.
Nice.
What you got this week? Anything fun?
Good stuff. We're kind of in summertime chill mode down at RU, as Tech is as well. Now that the sports are over, so just kind of going through day by day. Adjusting to the show here on the Bear. That's my goal this week.
Well, I'm excited. We've got, 80-something days till kickoff for Vandy. Mm-hmm. But again, this is such a big recruiting weekend for our guys. Ready? How's this, Rick? A win this weekend for Tech football on the recruiting front will make a difference in a football game in 26 or 27.
Yeah, absolutely. That relationship part, it's huge. It is huge.
Usually when we get them on campus, we got a chance to close the
deal.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But the guys that are here, some of the kids who are here this weekend, some of the young men are here, they're going to have some big decisions to make.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't find the sleeper and develop them. You're going to have to beat the biggest of the biggest on the recruiting trail to get them. So I'm excited. And I like our chances on a couple of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, man, have a great week.
You too.
All right, brother. There you go. Bill Roth and the Roth Report here on the Bear. We'll take a break. We'll come back. David Teal, the second of the two Hall of Famers, joins us when we return.
You know, interest rates are coming down. Maybe it's time we consider a bigger house.
We can think about it, but our house definitely needs some work before anyone comes to look.
Well, you know, Louise Baker helped our neighbor sell their house. They needed a painter, help with cleaning out the garage, and had way too much furniture.
Oh, yeah, the property did look good and sold quickly. Let's give Louise a call for some ideas on our house.
Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda, the Louise Baker team of Long and Foster Realtors, helping you to get ready to sell.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling, and True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.